Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Nun Aleph. Just two scheduling notes. That is tonight, Be'ez Hashem, at 9:30 after Ma'ariv, we'll have the first post of summer Shir Be'iyun related to the daf. The topic will be teaching Torah to non-Jews. Be more of a, not as much of a lumdish, but in terms of a halachic and important shir related to twice already. We've had the discussion come up in the Rishonim and this Pesachta about teaching Torah to non-Jews. We had the Mishnah about Rabbi Shmuel and Polospis on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, and Proclus. He asked him about Aphrodite, the bathhouse, and one other time. So we'll talk about that tonight. And also, Bezrat Hashem on Monday, a week from today, we'll be starting a new series. We thank the OU for their encouragement in this series, and that is a Sefer HaMitzvah series, which we'll be doing a mitzvah a day, 20 minutes per mitzvah or so, about a mitzvah a day, starting next Monday with a introductory shiur. It'll be on OU.org, Sefer HaMitzvahs. Hopefully it'll be given in the afternoon, so hopefully by 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon it'll be up Israel time. So we encourage everybody to join in about 2-plus years to do the entire Sefer HaMitzvahs, following the Sefer HaChinuch's order, as we will talk about, but that'll be starting a week from today on OU.org, Sefer HaMitzvos Shir, 20 minutes a day. Okay, so let us get back to what we were talking about today. We are on Nun Amud Beis, and we are up to Amar Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, about 6 lines up from the bottom, but just one point before that I mentioned yesterday. Yesterday we were talking about Malacha on Chol HaMoed and Malacha during Shvius, during Shemitah. So just one source I wanted to mention, and that is, there is a Machlokas Achronim. What about doing Malacha through a machine? We mentioned the four Malachas Daraisa, Zriya, Ketzira, Betzira, and the others that were mentioned. Harisha is a Machlokas Rishonim, because it's not mentioned in the Torah. Betherish, the Rambam said, Pasha says it's Derabanan. There's a machlokas between the Chazanish and the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. What about if I press a button and I do malacha through a machine? So Rav the Chazanish says that if that's the derech to do malacha, then that is Doraisa. Chazanish writes this in Baba Kama. To bechorish o zoreya b'shabbos b'mechuneh musukenes l'kach. So on Shabbos, if you do it, v'adam lochitz l'chitza rishona, v'adeze mozi ko achachom agorim, you press the button and that causes pressure and that causes the thing to go. If that's the normal way to go, so then nira de kol acharisha v'azriya chashiva girei delay u'maisav. He says that's considered your maisa. And where does he get this from? What's the source? In the Mugi Yosef. What does the Mugi Yosef say? How could a woman light Shabbos candles on Erev Shabbos? Isn't it considered, if you say, Eishom Yishom Chitza, fire is Mishom, your arrow, so when she lights it, it's as if she's shooting an arrow, she's lighting the fire on Shabbos. How could she light Shabbos candles? Answers in the Mugi Yosef, Eishom Yishom Chitza doesn't mean you're doing it every second of the, as it's lit. It just means that the entire act is connected to the original moment. So 10 minutes later, when the fire burns something, it's considered as if you did it because you did something originally, not like you're doing something right now. But it all goes back to your original Maisa. That's the Nemuki Yosef. It says the Chazon Ish Sotu here. If you press a button, and it's all connected to your Maisa, that's it. So therefore, and that could be the Oraisa. What about a Sha'on Shabbat? So a Sha'on Shabbat, you did not start anything right now. There's a delay. Right now you did nothing. Right, if you press a button and the machine goes on, then you did it. It just takes time to do. Here, if you set a Shon Shabbat, you did nothing. Your kelim are going on. The electricity is moving it. You're not doing it. So that's the Rav Tzvi Pesach in Arachayim Chelik Aleph Simin Reish Ches quotes this Chazanish and argues. It says, I'm not so sure it'll be Daraisa in Shabbos or in Shemitah. And he talks about it here. You can look it up on page Reish Yud Aleph in the Har Tzvi. The Kosh Einu Mishtatev Beguf Molechas Acharisha Alpha Bishu Manakas Abahema Eino El Machamer Baalma. The Field Indian Shabbos in Ochayev Klum. Mikoshekein De Ochayev Bishem Zorei Bishvias. So he does not think that it'll be Daraisa Machlokas between the Chazanish and the Har Tzvi. Okay, let's get back to our discussion of Avodah Zarah. Rav Yehuda Marav, bottom of Nun Amabez, 6 lines up from the bottom. Rav Yehuda says in the name of his Rebbe Rav, Avodas Kochavim She'ov Denosa B'Makel. Let's say you have an Avodah Zara that you worship by swinging a stick in front of it. Oh, I'm sorry. It was also mentioned to me right before the shiur was that people looked on Stonehenge, which is the big stone structure outside of England, and there are some connections to Marcolis, because if you look at it, it looks like we talked about yesterday, the two big stones on the side and the stone across the top. So it's interesting if the that's from Mizman Kadum, but they say it's mysterious where it came from, but it looks like Marcolis. So I mean, you can get benefit from it. And if it's a sunny day and you go there, could you stand in the shade of Stonehenge? Whether you could say, if that's called Hana'a, then it would be a problem. Okay. Avodas Kochavim She'ov Denosa B'Makel. You have an Avodah Zara that you serve by waving a stick in front of it. Shavar Makel B'Fanel. Like, let's say a flag. A flag, you wave it to show that you're part of the... You're part of the team of this Avodah Zarah. So Shavar B'Maka B'Faneha, if you broke a stick in front of it, so instead of waving a stick, I took a stick and I smashed it in front of it. Chayiv, I am Chayiv. Zarak Makal B'Faneha Pater. But if I threw a stick, I Pater. Throwing is not like waving. So throwing is not called Avodah Zarah. Breaking a stick, so that's also not like waving. Says Rashi, the Gemara is going to say it in another line, but we'll say it here. Says Rashi, breaking a stick is like shechting, right? Because shechting, you break the animal. Stick, you're breaking the stick. Look at the last skinny line in Rashi. Even though it's not the usual way that you serve this Avodah Zarah, kiva d'dami shvira l'zvichas behema shel pnim, since breaking a stick is like shechting an animal, sheshover mafrakta, I break its neck, hare zavach, lefanah davash regilabo, it's like shechting. And Rashi says that, we mentioned this, I don't know if we mentioned it in this Masech, we mentioned it back in Masech Sanhedrin, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, there are two ways I could violate Avodah Zarah. Either if I do one of the four Avodos that are done inside to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hishtachava, where's my, I left it at home. I used it after I got ready for the shiur, so it's not here. The four avodos, dalet avodos, of hishtachava, and nisuch, and shechita, and zrika. So if I do any of those avodos to any avodah zara, even if it's not darka b'kach, or, number two, if I do any avoda which is darka b'kach, those are two ways to violate the isra of avodah zara. If I do any of the dalet avodos, which are even if it's ein darka b'kach, or if I do any avoda like pa'ar, I go to the bathroom in front of it, as long as it's darka b'kach, either of those are going to get me a violation. So says the Gemara here, if I throw it, that's meaningless. If I break it, that's like shechita, even though it is not darka b'kach to break the sticks. That is Rav, Rav Yehuda, the name of Rav. That's his chilek. If it's normal to wave a stick in front of a avodah zara, if I break it, I'm going to be chayev, because that's like shechita. If I throw it, I'm going to be pater, because that is nothing. The Rambam counts this, by the way, as two separate los ases. The Rambam in los asay hey and los asay vav. I didn't bring it here, but he counts it as two separate los ases. These two types, Avodah Zarah Shadarka Bakach, Avodah Zarah Shein Darka Bakach. And the Ramban there is not happy in both directions. He says, why do you count so many Yisurim of Avodah Zarah? It should all be one. What's my Raya that it should all be one? What's my Raya? Getting connected to the Minyan and Mitzvahs that we were talking about before. The Raya is that it says that the first, Chazal say that the first two Dibros were given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu straight. And the rest we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. The first two. According to you, Rambam, in Lo Yilecha, there's more than one. Anochi is one. Lo Yilecha, Lemachem, Lo Savdeim, Lagalachem, Apanai, Lo Sasmocha, Pasavacha, Tumuna. The Rambam counts it all as separate Lo Sases. So according to the Rambam, we heard more than two from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We heard Anochi, and Lo Yilecha, and Lo Sase, and all of the ones listed in Dibur 2. Everybody agrees there are 10 Dibros. How many mitzvos are in the Dibros? The Rambam says there are many more than 10 mitzvos. There are a bunch of mitzvos in the second Dibur. So the Ramban says that Chazal is against the Rambam. Right? Because that Chazal says we only heard two from Hashem. And we got to Dibur 3, right? Lo Sisa. So that already is from Moshe Rabbeinu. So how can the Rambam say there are more than two? That's the Ramban's Kasha, and he leaves the Bitzarchiyin. The Meshech Chachma answers for the Rambam. Beautiful answer. We mentioned this before. The Meshech Chachma Parshas Yisro answers for the Rambam in Perechav Pasuk Gimel, on the Pasuk of Lo Yelecha, he quotes that the Rambam holds that there are four Averis in the second Dibra. Lo Sasa Lecha Pesel, Lo Sishtachav Elohem, Lo Savdeim, and Lo Yelecha. Right, the four separate Isurim. And the Ramban says, what are you talking about? Then we heard five from Hashem then. There should be only 608 left that we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Meshachachma, Chalila l'Rabbeinu, Sheyala mimenu amaymar shagam afiv. Everybody knows this maymar, that two from Hashem and 611 from Moshe, so chas v'shalom that he forgot it. But he goes l'shitaso to what he writes in Mor Nevuchim. And this is one of the Meshachachma's big yesodos, that you got to look at all the Sifri HaRambam to know exactly what the Rambam's talking about. You got to look, so he says, in Mor Nevuchim, the Rambam describes that Bnei Yisrael at Har Sinai did not hear any words from Hashem. There was just a gilui. There was a divine revelation of some kind, which, if we saw it, all of us saw it, our neshamas were there, we believed in Hashem because of it. We didn't hear anything, but because of that divine revelation, it was clear that Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yehi Lecha Elohim Acherim. That made it clear. He didn't tell us any specific words. Afterwards, Moshe Rabbeinu went through again and went through all the details. But that experience, what does it mean we heard two from Hashem? We didn't hear anything from Hashem. We just had that experience, and that experience taught everyone Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yehi Lecha Elohim Acherim. So what that he counts pratim, he counts details of the deeper. That was afterwards. But the first two, a belief in God itself, that was the experience of Har Sinai according to the Rambam. So that answers the question. That is the Meshachachma ki darkonis kava b'kfar amarti ki divrei Rabbeinu b'kol svarav b'yad hachazaka b'morav v'pirush mishnayis ruach achas bahem. Got to read all of them in order to know what the Rambam is talking about. Okay, so that answers. Yeah.
It says Kolos Ufrakim,
but there was some type of divine Anan Choshech Rafael. There was a cloud. What was the cloud? What do you mean they saw the Kolos? Right, we have no idea what that means. Right, when they saw the, you hear Kolos, you don't see Kolos. Right, so whatever the experience was, which we don't fully understand, that taught Am Yisrael Anochi and Lo Yelecha, and therefore the Ramban's Kasha falls away. Okay, but that relates to the Rambam. How many mitzvahs do you count? Back to the Gemara. So Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rav. Avodas kochavim sha'ovdan as b'makel. So again, if you wave the stick, if you break the stick, you chayv, you throw the stick, you potter. Amalei abaye l'rava, maishna shavar. Dahavi lekein zvicha. You tell me that you're chayv for breaking because it's like shechting. Zarak nami. Havi lekein zrika. Throwing a stick, it's like throwing blood. So that also should fit into the dalat avodos, that you're chayv for every carbon. Amalei, Rava answer, no. Be'ina zrika mishtaberes. Valeka. Zrika requires not just throwing, but a throwing that leads to scattering. Right? Zrika, you throw some blood and it scatters all over. So a zrika is defined as a zrika mishtaberes. Why is that? Ultimately, it's exeris hakasif. But it's not just a din of throwing, it's a din of spreading. It's some symbol by the act of spreading. Maybe it symbolizes control, hashpa'a, right, effect on something, but that's the type of zrika that you need, and therefore just breaking a stick is not a zrika hamishtaberes. Rashi says, she'ed mechuberes, el is no fel tipin tipin, it goes into drops. Next, Eisve, what do you mean? I'll ask you a question. Safas let soa, if somebody wipes soa on an avodah zarah, or you gave a tsoa to an avodah zarah to eat. Or somebody takes urine, somebody takes mei raglayim and spills it onto a avodah zarah. Chayiv. So you're chayiv in that case. Says Rashi on top, afilu ein avodasa b'kach. Even if it's not the normal of a way of avodah zarah, if it's the normal way of avodah zarah, like pa'or, then of course you're going to be chayev. But even if not, so why is this? So bishlam avichal meiraglayim ikas rika mishtaberes. So fine, an avichal meiraglayim by the urine case. So that's like a zrika, right? If you're sprinkled, it doesn't matter what you sprinkle, and even if you have intentions to be mavaza it, even so, but still, you shouldn't do that. It's still called a zrika. El etzoa, my zrika, mishtaberes ika. But why you chayav by tzoa? It's not avodasa b'kach, and what kein pnim is it? So the Gemara answers, b'soa lacha. Yeah, it's liquidy. So therefore, it's also considered a zrika mishtaberes. Fine. Period. Lema katanoi. Let's say this issue is a machlokas tanon. This issue of Rav. Rav, again, who said that breaking the stick is chayiv and throwing the stick is pater. Let's say it's a machlokas tanoim. Lema katanoi. What? As follows. Shachal achagav. Let's say if somebody shechted a grasshopper to an avodah zara. We mentioned 2 weeks ago when we spoke about grasshoppers that grasshoppers do not need shechita. We mentioned that Rashi said in Mefurish, right? Rashi says grasshoppers do not need shechita, right? Grasshoppers, just like fish, just need asifasan, right? Like we had the Rambam and the Kesavishna, right? That the grasshoppers do not need to be right. Rashi says in Mefurish on Daf Lamed Chesam and Aleph, if you remember, that's what we discussed it. Chagav eino ta'an shechita. Rashi Mefurish on Lamed Chesam and Aleph. So, grasshoppers don't need, but let's say you did. I shecht a grasshopper to an avodah zara. So, am I chayef for that? Says the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda mechayef, achom potrin, machlokas tanoim. So, what's the machlokas about? So, my la bakamifaki. So, isn't this the machlokas? The mar savar amrinan ke'en zvicha. One opinion says that all you need is ke'en, it's like shechita. So, you break a stick, a grasshopper is like a stick. So you break it in half, you shecht it, so that's considered kein zvicha, that's good enough, and therefore it would be chayiv. Umar sabar lo marin kein zvicha, and the other opinion says, the chacham say, no, it's not good enough to have kein zvicha, ela kein pnim. Right, it can't just be like an act of shechita, it has to be kein pnim, and therefore, the Rav could only be like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbanim would say it wouldn't be good enough here, right? Because it's not Kain, it Kain Pnim. You don't say Shviris Kain Zvicha. So the Gemara says, no. Lo Dekuli Amalor Amrin Kain Zvicha. Everybody agrees El Kain Pnim Beinon. Everybody agrees it's not good enough. Meaning everybody will be against Rav. Rav will be against both Tanaim. Rav says it's good enough, this is like a shechita. The other say, no, it's not like the shechita that you do inside. What are you, breaking a stick is like a shechita? Come on! That's not a real shechita. And so too, here, possibly. But what's the machlokas about? V'shayni chagav, hov et savaro domil et savar behema. But Rav Yehuda would say that you're chayiv here because a stick, fine, you'd be putter for a stick. But a grasshopper is an animal. Shechting a grasshopper, the grasshopper's neck is similar to an animal's neck, and therefore would be good enough to be similar to Kain Pnim. Fine. So that is the machlokas, and both would be against Rav. Rav Nachman, Ravu Amar Rav. So there's a machlokas, Rishonim here, whether this Rav that we're about to say argues with the previous Rav that we just have been talking about. So let's see what this Rav says. Rav Nachman says in the name of Rav, avodas kochavim she'ovden osa b'makel, avodas zara that you worship with a stick, shavar makel b'faneha, chayif. If I break a stick in front of it, chayif, v'ne'eseres, and the stick becomes usur. The stick becomes usur. Rashi says, bein she'avodasa b'shvira, bein she'evan avodasa b'shvira. Even if I don't usually worship it, by breaking it, it's an avoda l'hischayiv. Because it's tikroves. Tikroves l'avoda zara, so it's going to be nesar. Zorak ma'akal l'faneha. If I throw the stick, chayiv, am chayiv ve'ena ne'esaris. Right? Am chayiv. If, Rashi adds here, if it's the avodasa bekach, by throwing the stick, it's good enough if I throw it, ve'ena ne'esaris, and therefore, but it is not ne'esar in that case. Why? Because it's not ke'ein pnim. It's good enough to be called a dalet avoda, one of the dalet avodas, therefore you're going to be chayiv, but says this version of Rav, the Chiddush is that you can be mechalik between the Isra of Avodah Zarah and the status of Tikroves Avodah Zarah. The Isra of Avodah Zarah is determined by the act that you're doing. Is the act good enough? Is it called a Shechita? But to be Tikroves Avodah Zarah, if it's not the normal way to worship this Avodah Zarah, to be Tikroves, it has to be Kain Pnim. And here it's not Kain Pnim, a stick is not Kain Pnim, and therefore it won't be good enough. So again, this Rav says, if you break it, it's going to be Chayiv and Ne'asar. If you throw it, it's going to be Chayiv and not Ne'asar. Is this Rav against the previous Rav? So in explaining it, based on Rashi, I already alluded to the fact that Rashi says there's no machlokas here. Because Rashi earlier said, you usually serve the Avodah Zarah. What was the first Rav that we had over here? Right? In the review the name of Rav. Avodah Zarah that you usually serve by what? By waving it. So by throwing it, it's not Avodah Sabakach. That's why you're going to be potter there. But over here, what did Rashi just throw in without anybody noticing? The case of throwing it, you're going to be chayiv, and a case where avodasav is rikas makel. There's no machlokas here. You don't have a machlokas, rav and rav. So that's why Rashi says that. Because he doesn't want to have a steer between rav. You look on the Ramban assumes that it is a machlokas. It is a machlokas. Machlokas later, machlokas amaroim within the shita of rav. And really, the normal way of worshipping it is waving it. The machlokas is throwing like waving. It's pretty similar. If I wave something and I throw something, I waved it in a way that I'm not holding on to it anymore. But the Ramban says it could be, he quotes Rashi, but he says it could be there's machlokas here. You don't have to say. Sometimes we have machlokas amoraim about what an early amora said. So it could be that there's a machlokas here. Okay, either way, let's talk about this shita. So Rav says, if I break it, I'm chayiv and it's nesar, and if I throw it, I'm chayiv and it's not nesar. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman. Why do I say by shavar? It's kein zvicha, zorak nami have kein zrika. Right, they should be comparable. They're both like what's done in the Beis HaMikdash. So amalei, be'inan zrika mishtaberes v'leka. No, it's not a zrika mishtaberes, as we said before. Ela me'ata, but 1 minute. Avnei beis markolis, ba'meye yasru. Well, this is why this is all brought here. What about Markolis? We just said Markolis, you throw the stones at. That's not a Zrika Mishtaberes. Right? You throw a rock. It's like throwing a stick. So when could you ever have a case where the stones, what did we just say in the Mishnah? Beginning of yesterday's daf, Mem Tasma Beis, the beginning of the parak. What do we say? The stones that are thrown, you see three stones next to it, that's Aser. Because you threw those stones there and it's Nasar. But what do you mean? Rav says you need a Shvira Hamish Taberas to be Nasar. So why are the stones in Markolis Aser? So Amar Lei.
Isn't that Avodah Sabachah? Sorry?
Isn't
that one Avodah Sabachah?
So even this is Avodah Sabachah. Right? By throwing it. It's Avodah Sabachah and Rav says it's not Nasar. Right? Because it's not a Kain Pnim. So you need avoda hamishtaberet. You need a shvira azrika hamishtaberes to be kein pnim and to be neesar.
So in other words,
even less than that would be aser chayiv misa
so
for worshiping.
The rocks themselves were not the avoda zara after they were thrown. It was just the avoda of.
It was the avoda. Well, and that's what we assume at this point of the Gemara. It was the avoda, right? It was the avoda. We're going to change that exactly based on what you just said. So the Gemara says, why should Markolis be any different, right? What did Rav say here? What did Rav say? If it's normal to throw a stick at Avodah Zarah, and you threw the stick at the Avodah Zarah, you're Chayiv Misa, but the stick is not Nasar. It's the same thing about Markolis. But Markolis, you throw the sticks, so why is that different? So Amar Lai, Afladidika Shali. I've also, right? I've been bothered by that. V'shalti the Rabba Baravua, Rabba Baravua l'Rechia Barav, Rechia Barav l'Rav. We went back to the source. We went back to Rav Shita and asked him this kasha. V'yar Malay, you know what he answered us? Na'ase kimegadel avodas kochavim. No. The Isser is exactly what you just said. Here, the Kavana, when you throw a rock to Markolis, is not just that you're doing the Avoda, but you want the rock to become part of the structure of Markolis. Markolis is, it starts off with a basic two rocks and a rock on top, and the rocks that are added become part of the Avodah Zarah. That's why it's Aser. It's like Mara says, this fits according to the Shita. We're going to have this on Amud Beis. According to the Shita that says, a non-Jew that worships, that has an idol, it's Aser right away, before it itself is even worshipped. And Lamanda Amar Ad Shetiyaved, but according to the one who says that an idol of an Avodah Zarah, Ovi Kochavim, is that Aser until it's actually worshipped? Tishteri. So you throw a rock, that's not worshipped yet. So you have now designated it for, to be part of the idol, but it's not worshipped yet. Right? Because you just threw it to Halo Polcha. So why should it be Aser right away? So Amar Lei says, you're right. You're right. It only becomes Aser after the next rock is thrown at it. When the next rock is thrown at it, then each rock, one by one, becomes Aser. Sagmara says, Ihachi bas raisa miyat history. The last rock you threw, should it be Bab Markolis? So Amalei, Yadatvle Zil Shaklai says, okay, fine. If you know which was the last one, go take it. It's not Aser. It's a chinami. Meaning, you're right. the rock thrown at Markolis, in the throwing itself, it does not become Nasar. That is Chayiv. The Chiddush of this Ra, of this Sheet of Rav, is there's a Chilik between the Chi of Misa, of Avoda. There's something called a Maisa Shal Avoda Zara, and something that becomes Nasar because of Tikrovas Avoda Zara. Two different things. The Mechalik between the two. Right? And the last one, it wouldn't be Aser. Ravashi Yom, Ravashi has a different answer though. Ravashi says, Kalachas Va'achas, Nasis Tikrovas La'atzma, Vitikrovas La'chaverta. Rashi said, Ravashi says, no. It's as if we have a, like a Ba'in Ke'echad type of idea. And that is, the second that you throw it, it's serving itself. Instead of not just becoming part of the Avodah Zarah, but how do you serve the Avodah Zarah? By throwing it. So this is become, as you throw it, you want it to be part of the Avodah Zarah, and you are serving the rock itself by throwing it. That's how you serve the Avodah Zarah. It's Bon Ke'echad, and therefore, you don't even the last rock. Nachmina, between Ravashi, the first opinion, even the last rock. Kivan, one of the Akronim say, the Imre Tzvi, Kivan Sha'al Yidei Kein Nase Hagal Yoser Gadol, Shezeo Iker Mataras Markolis, Ve'enza Kishar Avodah Zarah, Shesham Yesh Ik Es Iker Avodah Zarah, Ve'yahavodos Heimrak Tzura Shal Avodah Shal Avodah Zarah. Here, the throwing is the adding to the Avodah Zarah itself, and it is the Avodah. It's all one idea. So therefore, it would be Aser itself. Okay, that is all related to the rocks thrown at Markolis. Weiter. Tznan says the Mishnah. Where's the Mishnah? I'm in base today. Matzah barosho ksus umaos. Let's say on Markolis, I find a sweater. I found some money. Oh, Kalim, or I find Kalim. Harelu mutar, and it's mutter. Because, as we will see, you have to assume that those were put there not in a way of beautification. That's going to be the new kibta that we're going to have. It would happen just to be put down there. Parchile anavim vatar shal shibalim, or if you find a vine of grapes, or a group of wheat, v'yenos, shvanim uslasos, or wine, oil, and flour, v'chol davar shekayotibo, kar v'gavim mizbechas, or any item that is usually worshipped with that item on the Mizbeach Aser. So, Bish, the Bayeno, Shvanu, Muslasos. Fine, the wine, oil, and flour, Ika, Kain, Pnim, those can be used inside, right, the wine. Every day there is Nisachama, Ayayin, and oil and flour are used in Karbonos Mincha. The Ika, Kain, Zrika, Mishtaberes. And all of those, when you throw them, they scatter. So, fine, all of those are Aser. You could assume that was part, they were thrown at the idol. And therefore, they become aser. Ella parchile anavim v'atar shal shibalim okay p'nimika v'okein zrika mishna berzika. But grapes and wheat, in the form that they are in now, they're not used in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Use wine, use flour, but you don't use these items. Right? So why are they? They're not kein p'nim, and they're not kein and zrika. When you throw a grape, nothing happens. It doesn't scatter. Right? So why are you chayiv in that case if you find this on the Markolis? So Amar Rava, Amar Ula, Kigon Shebatsran Mitchila Lakach. No, the case is maybe they gathered the grapes, right? And they cut the wheat originally in mind to bring it to Avodah Zarah. That's what you have to be choshesh. And therefore what? Cutting it from the ground, Rashi says, is like a shechita. Just like we said before, breaking a stick is like a shechita. Cutting anything is like a shechita. That's what Rashi here says. It's like shavar makel, the dami lezvicha, and therefore it is ke'ein p'nim. That is Rashi. The Meiri here, that's an unbelievable chiddush. Coming today for this Meiri, Dayenu. Says the Meiri, what do you mean grapes are not ke'ein p'nim? What's the kasha? How about Bikurim? How about Bikurim? You bring Bikurim into the base of Mikdash. Right? So why isn't that? Why isn't it Kain Pnim? Grapes as is. Bikurim from the Shiva Saminim. Right? And maybe Shibalim. Maybe it's a Shibalim of Chitim. Says the Meiri. Yesh Makshim. So page 185 in my Meiri. What about Bikurim? Two answers. The first one is not so Machudash. The second one, we have no idea where he got it from. The first answer is, it's not Kain Pnim unless it has to do with the Mizbeach. Bikurim are given to the Kohanim. The Efshar, says the Meiri, Shabikurim, Ho, Benechol, and Kulam, the Kohanim, Vein Chelik, Mizbeach, Behem, Eino Kein Pnim. Pnim means Mizbeach. Then he has the second opinion where we don't know where he gets this from. Oshema, Me'achar shahayinu svurim shelo batzra mitchila lakach. Since the whole chash here is that we think that they picked it l'shem avodah zarah, hare ein mevin bikurim. It can't be bikurim then. Why? Bikurim requires collection l'shem bikurim. And if it wasn't harvested l'shem bikurim, it's not bikurim. That's the Meiri's Chiddush. L'shma, l'kita, l'shma is ma'akev. Hare ein mevi'im bikurim, elam kei nilkatu l'shem kach. And the whole shashir, that it wasn't nilka l'shem bikurim, it was nilka l'shem avodah zarah. Says the footnotes here, ein eni yodea makar lazeh. He says, Mashiach, if bikurim, fine, l'mitzvah. But to say that, just because, right, we have halachas, that if you forgot to bring bikurim, bring it after it was harvested. If halachas like that, ein mevi'im anatalush. But Sarach Iyun, he writes in the footnotes, that's a fascinating Meiri. Whether how do you work it into the sources, that's something, but that's the Meiri that you need Lishma by harvesting. Okay, right, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, fourth wide line. So now we're continuing our discussion of actions done to an Oved Avodah Zarah connected and parallel to the Beis HaMikdash. How do I know that if I sacrifice a Balmum, an animal Balmum, to an Avodah Zarah, Pater? Shenemar zovech lo Elohim yacharam b'ilti l'Hashem levado. If you sacrifice to other gods, you will be mochram, you'll be put away, b'ilti, you'll be cursed, except only to Hashem. Lo asra Torah elokein panim. Meaning, only to Hashem, only something that's right to Hashem, your chayav for avodah zarah. So Havi Barav, Rava wondered, Bimai, what are we talking about here? What type of mum are we talking about here? Oh, we're talking about a little blemish in the eye. So, hashta, libede noah chazye, ligavoa, bibama did too. A doken sheba ayin, that's a mum for Jews and not for non-Jews. Remember, that was the mum that Bar Kamsa put into the animal. So, a doken sheba ayin, bnei noah. If they want to give an karbon, doken sheba ayin is not a problem for them. They could give it to Hashem on their bama. We'll get to that in a second. So if it's good enough for B'nai Noach, surely for a non-B'nai Noach, right, he would have even less standards. So you're telling me that this is not Roy? It is Roy for them. A balas mum. A balas mum is Roy for a guy. So you should be chayiv if you give it to an avodah zara. So answers the Gemara. We'll get back. Let's finish the Hemshech, and then we will come back. Ela b'mechuser Aver. So you're right. We're not talking about a balas mum. We're talking about missing a limb. The following six lines we already had earlier in the Masechta on Daf Hey. But I didn't give Shirin is before we started Avodah Zarah. So we'll do it again. Oh, we'll do it again anyway. El b'mechuser Aver u'kid Rebbe Elazar. Dabar Rebbe Elazar b'nai l'mechuser Aver shu asr l'bnei Noach. How do I know that a mechuser Aver is asr to a ben Noach? That he cannot give that as a karbon? Shneemar u'mikol achai b'kol basar shnai mikol. This week's Parsha. Right? What does Hashem say to Noach? From every live animal, bring two of each for karbanas. Amr Torah, the Torah says, Havei behema shechayin rashi yivarim shalah. Bring animals that are alive. Chaye rashi yivarim shalah. And therefore, it can't, all of its yivarim have to be there. That's what he told Noach. B'nei Noach, all of its limbs have to be there. Ay, hi, mikol achai. What do you mean? You use that pasuk for something else. Mi boy leilem ute trefa. Don't you use that to exclude trefa? They didn't have to have all their Avarim. They're just going to be a Trefa. No, Milahachdio Zera Nafka. You learn that it can't be a Trefa from that Pasuk. Lahachdio Zera. Because it's meant to, the animals that Noah you're going to bring on are meant to produce after the Mabul. So, honey, Kalamandamar Trefa and Yoledis. It makes sense to make that Drasha if you hold that a Trefa cannot reproduce. So, the Lahachdio Zera must be excluding Trefa. Elamandamar Trefa Yoledis Michael Amar. But if you say a Trefa can be Yoledis, that's a Machlokas. We'll have to talk about a Chulin. Is that a Machlokas and Mitzius? Sounds like it. But what if you say a treifa can't give birth, Michael Amar, Omar Kra, itcha bedomin lacha. No, the Pasuk says, with you, Noach, and like you, meaning just like you are not a treifa, so too, being animals are not treifas, therefore the other Pasuk is left open to exclude mechuser aver. I have a little Noach, goofe treifa have. What do you mean? Maybe Noach was a treifa. Look back at Tosas and Daf Hey. Tosas says, what do you mean? You know how long he lived for a while. Right? He lived a long time after the Mabul. Right? So he was a Trefas. Tosas deals with that. I'm back on the famous base. So, Davalim and Aleph. Sorry. So, no, maybe Noach was a Trefa. So, Mara says, Tamim Ksivbe. No, it says he was Tamim. What do you mean he said he was Tamim? Don't want Tamim Drakov. Maybe he was Tamim, you know, in actions, not in body. So it's tzadik sebe. No, his actions, he was a tzadik in actions. Tell him must be his body. No, maybe both. Tell him tamim bedrachev, it's tzadik b'maisav. Maybe they're both about his actions. So lo matzes amri. No, you cannot suggest the noach gufei treifa ave. You can't say noach was a treifa. Disagadal the noach treifa ave. If he said, I don't know if there's any other biblical figure that there's a discussion whether he was a treifa or not. But anyway, these are, if you say, want to suggest that noach was a treifa, if it was a treifa, so I'd say, okay, take animals like you. But only treifas he can take in? And not healthy animals? Can't be. So finishing up, so fine, if you learn it from itcha, and you use umikalachai to exclude mechusar eiver, what's lahach yozera teaching me? So imi itcha, if you only have itcha, have a mina letzavsa ba'alma. Take them with you. You wouldn't have thought that this was part of a command. You would have thought just take animals to keep your company. Vafilu zakin, vafilu saris. Right, even old and saris animals that cannot reproduce. Kamashma lahach yozera, take them with you because I want you to bring them as karbanos afterwards. Good, 2 points. Number one, along the way here, the Gemara said that B'nai Noach could bring a balas mum on a bama. This is the last halacha in Ilchus Maisa Karbanos. The last, the very last halacha in Ilchus Maisa Karbanos. The Rambam says that non-Jews are allowed to bring karbanos. Only carbonus ola. Hashoche kachi goyim bachutz chayiv. And if I take a carbon of a goy and I shech it outside the base of Mikdash, I'm chayiv. That's shchute chutz. Vechen amalos am achutz. Vahagoyim mutarin lahakriv olos l'shem b'chol makom. It's halacha. Jews are not allowed to bring animals on bamas. Non-Jews are allowed to bring animals on bamas. Anyway, v'hushi yakrivu b'bama shiivnu. Only you can't bring it on your backyard, just on a little altar. But if they build a bama, the aser l'sayon v'laso shlichusan, a Jew cannot help them in any way. Shari nesar aleinu lahakriv bachutz. But non-Jews could give bachutz. Umutu lahoros lahemu lolamdam. Heich yakrivu l'shem akel baruchu. You're allowed to teach them. You're allowed to teach them what to do, though. This is a lead into tonight's shiur also. This line right here. A Jew is allowed to teach them how to be makriv. And what do you mean how to be makriv? You're not allowed to teach Torah to non-Jews. Right here, last line of the Hilchos Maisa Karbanos. So Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to that tonight. But that is, again, that's on the OU website also. So that is one halacha, that the Goyim are allowed to bring on Bamas. The other important point is a Rashi. Rashi says, what do you mean it's if it's mutter for B'nai Noach, it's surely mutter for Goyim, which B'nai Noach are we talking about? Look at Rashi. Lebnei Noach, about 15 lines up. Kol zman shlo nitna Torah, af Yisrael nikru Bnei Noach. As long as the Torah had not been given, the Jews were called Bnei Noach. What is clearly mashma from Rashi? First of all, that after Matan Torah, we lost our status of Bnei Noach. We're not just Bnei Noach plus now. Am Yisrael is different. But number two, Rashi says clearly that we were Bnei Noach before Matan Torah. This is a huge discussion in the Achronim, the Avos. Were the Avos were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula? Were they Bnei Noach Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula? Well, were they? Well, this is the famous discussion of the Parashas Drachim. The Mishnah Lamelech in Drush Aleph and Drush Beis of the Parashas Drachim. This is his discussion, right? And he quotes all the Rayas. All the Rayas, were they Bnei Noach or not? Right, the Mahad Yaakov marrying two sisters, and he quotes a medrash by Yosef and Yehuda that they're arguing about what the punishment is of selling kidnapping. Right, so he says, are we Bnei Noach yet? The Torah wasn't given yet. What about it says Vayichan es Pnei Ha'ir that Yaakov Avinu kept Tchumin Tzoch Tavach V'Hachein that Yosef kept Shabbos? What do you mean Goy Shabbos Chayim Misa? Right, all of these discussions, so he says, it must be the Warren Bnei Noach. So he quotes Raya's Lakan Ulakan. Many different sources related to this. The Ramban at the end of Parshas Emor, where he talks about this by Megadev. Okay, but that's this. I don't know if he quotes this Rashi. I didn't read through the whole thing, but this is a very important Rashi. Rashi is beferish that they were Bnei Noach. Good. Two dots. Amr Belazer, Minayin L'Shochet Ve'Emel L'Markolos Yuchayev. How do I know that if you shech an animal to Markolos, even though it's not the normal way of worshiping it, right? You usually throw a rock on Markolos. How do I know that if you shech an animal to Markolos Yuchayev Shenemar V'Lo Yizvechu Od Es Zifchehem La Seirim? Don't shech animals to the Seirim anymore. So what's that pasuk talking about? That's in the Parsha of Shchutei Chutz, in Parsha Zachremos. If it's not coming to teach me Kedarka, the normal way of worshiping, because you know that from another pasuk, whatever the derek of the Avodah Zarah is, you know it from that pasuk. So this pasuk, but in Achremos, must be teaching me that it's aser and you're chayiv misa, even if it is shalok kedarka, if it's one of the dalal avodos that is done to serve Hashem. There's something to say on this pasuk, but let's just first finish. V'hala hakiyud asa. Or continue. Hi, mi boy, look at the Tanya. This pasuk of lo yizbech lo'od is used for this. It's used for the following. Kitatanya. So we're going to have a 10-line brisa all the way at the end. We're going to see that this pasuk is used for something else. Ad kan umadaber bekachim shikdishim b'shos iser abamos. Dikri b'shos iser abamos. If you look at in the parsha after the avod of Yom Kippur, you have the whole parsha of shchutei chutz in Achremos. So this brisa says that up until you can look at Perek Yud Zayin, the first six psukim. Up until there, it's talking about kachim that were sanctified when there was an Isser Bamos, and they were makrev b'shas Isser Bamos, meaning right at today. Somebody's makdish and makrev a carbon today. There's an Isser Bamos, so that's where you're chayiv on Shchutei Chutz, right? On Shonamur, Shneamar, Be'al Pesach, Omo, Eloheviyo, Bechulu. Onesh Shamanu, Azar Minayin, that's the Onesh. How do you know the wisdom warning? Tamalomar, Pentale Elosecha, Ukudur Avin Omer Bila, Damar Avin Omer Bila, Komakam Shnemar, Hishamar, Upen Va'al, Eno Ela Belosase. Any of those Lashonos are Losase, so Pen could be used as an Ashara. So up, the first part of the section is talking about a regular case, where it's a Makdish and Makriv a Karban at a time when there's a Beis HaMikdash. Mikanve or Mishkan. Mikanve Eloch, but the rest of the Parsha, who medaber bekachim shekdishan b'shas hetra abamos, v'ekriv b'shas hetra abamos, tell me an even bigger chiddush. If a makdish something bisman the Mishkan, and then the Mishkan is no longer, now there's a hetra abamos. Am I allowed to, I'm sorry, the opposite. Shekdishan b'shas hetra abamos, a makdish something at a time when I'm allowed to give it, but I don't get around to giving it. After a makdish it, then they build a Beis HaMikdash. So now I'm not allowed to give the carbon. So is there, am I chayiv in that case too? Because I was makdish it when I was allowed to give it outside. That's also aser. Shneamar labana sheyaviu b'nei yisrael sevichem asherim zovchem. Right, that you have to bring the karbanas that you shech shehitarti lo chakfar that I originally had matered al pnei asadeh outside melameit shekol zovech bebama b'shas isra abamos ma'al av akasev kilu zovech al pnei asadeh. If you bring a karban, if you shech the karban at a time when it's aser, it's as if you shechted it outside, even if you were makdish it when it was mutter. The heavy l'Hashem, you have to bring it to Hashem. Zu mitzvah zaseh. That's, if you don't bring it to Hashem, you're violating a mitzvah zaseh. Mitzvah lo zaseh minayin. How do you know the mitzvah lo zaseh? Tama lomar. V'lo yizvach lo disivachayim. There's our pasuk. That pasuk is teaching me that it's usher to shecht an animal bachutz, even if you sanctified it at a time when you were allowed to shecht it bachutz. Yocho Yehonish Kares, you might think there's even Kares for that, it's not just Aser. Tamalomer Chukas Olam Tiyeh Zos Lahem. Zos Lahem, Avalo Acheres Lahem. This is Aser, but Kares is not given to them. Question mark. Right, so what do you see from this whole long Graisa? That the Pasuk of Elo Yizbechu is used to teach me something else. It's not used to teach me the Halacha of Shchita is Aser to any Avodah Zarah. So answers the Gemara, Amarava Kari Bey Velo Yizbechu Vakari Bey Velo Od. The Pasuk says Velo Yizbechu Od as if Chayhem. So it's an extra word. So it's as if it said Lo on both. Lo Yizbechu and Lo Od. So you'd learn two Averis from that Pasuk. Okay, there's an important Eben Ezra to do on that Pasuk, but I'm not going to do it now. Enough time. But feel free to look at the Eben Ezra. Maybe we'll start with it tomorrow. Next Mishnah. We have this already on Amud Aleph. Matzah, Barosha, Moz, Ksus, Okelem, Harayilu, Mutar. And if you find these items on the top of the Markolis, it's Mutar. Parchile, Anavim, Ba'atara, Shal, Shibolim, Be'yenu, Sushmanim, Slasos. V'chol, Dabar, Chayesir, Ben, Karam, Agam, Yam, Ezbech, Aser. But if you find any of these other items, they are Aser. Minani, Mili. How do I know? What's the source that some of these are Aser, some of these are Mutar? Amar Bchiyah Bar Yosef, Amar Aboshia. Kasav Echad Omer, Vatiru, Ashikutzehem, Ve'eskululehem, Eitz, Vo'eben, Kasav Azavar Sheimahem. For one pasuk says, you will see all these disgusting things on their idols. Wood, stone, and gold and silver. The Kasav Echad Omer, Lo Sachmod, Kasav Azav, Alehem, and the other pasuk says, you shouldn't desire the gold and the silver. So Haketzad, so what's going on here? One pasuk includes stone and wood, which is not the most beautiful items. The other one just says gold and silver. Haketzad, imahem dumi da alehem. You compare the first pasuk of imahem to the second pasuk of alehem. Ma alehem, davar shalnoi osur, shino shalnoi mutter. Just like the pasuk that's alehem only quotes things that you usually put on the idol to beautify it. Gold and silver. So afi mahem, also the first pasuk, it must only be talking about a case. The wood and the rock that's quoted in the first pasuk must only be referring to a case that is put on there, shel noi. And therefore, in our Mishnah, we're talking about things that are not, were not put on there, shel noi, the clothing and the money. Maybe you should have the opposite drasha. Ma imahem kol masha imahem, af alehem kol sha'alehem. Maybe it should be anything, even if it's not shel noi, like wood and stone usually is not put on shel noi. So it says, "Imkain lo yomer alehem." Don't say that pasuk at all. Just say the imahem pasuk, and then you would know even not shel noi. It must say the alehem pasuk to teach me only shel noi. So the Gemara explains, "Maos." You find where the Mishnah said if you find money on the idol, it's mutter. Dover shel noi. What do you mean? But that's noi. It would be put on for beautification. So Amrei Debei Rabbi Yana, but kis kasha v'tala b'savaro. No, it's in a bag that's tied around the neck of the idol. That's not a beautification way to put it on. What do you mean? If you put a garment on an avodah zara, it's also shonai. Ami de berab yanai, biksus mukupelas munachas arosha. No, it's folded on top of its head. So also, that's not the normal way you put it on. You don't garb it with that. Kli davar shonai. What do you mean? A kli is also shonai. You put a beautiful kli on it. Amar, papa, deschifale mishchilte ereshe. No, it has an upside down bowl on its head. You just put it there to dry. You wash it out, you like put it in a drain. So all these cases are not shel noi. Fine. Next, Amar of Asi Barchia, Kol Shehu Lifnim in Akilkalin, Afil Mayim Amalachasur. Let's say there's a curtain around an Avodah Zarah. There's like a Kodesh Kadashim. Lahavdil Elef Alfei Avdalas. So, Akilkalin, Rashi quotes, is an insulting way of like saying Klaim. Klaim are the curtains in the base of Migdash. So Kilkalin is like a insulting way. So anything that's inside the curtain of an idol, afilu mayim u'melach aser, even water and salt are aser. Chutz l'kil, and meaning, even if it's not yus shel noi, anything inside the curtain is aser. There is machlokas rishonim, whether water and salt mean basically anything, or dafka water and salt, because water and salt are given inside on the base, on the Mizbeach. Look in the Ritva, he quotes two opinions here. So, even water and salt is aser. Chutz l'kilkalin, if it's outside the curtain, then it depends. Dava shonai aser, shiel shonai mutter. It depends if it's you shall noi or not. So, if it's inside the curtain, that's a discussion. Amar b'yasi barchanina naktinon, in kilkalin lo pa'opar lo markolis. We know there's no such thing, there's no halacha of curtains by par and markolis. Why? Lamai, what does that mean? If you want to say that even if there's a curtain around these idols, everything inside is like it's outside. Meaning only Shalnoi is going to be Aser, but he gets more Mekel. So that can't be. Hashta Piure Mefarin Kameh. Maya Melach Loma Karvinale. We defecate in front of these idols. What's the water we're not going to give to the idols? We give disgusting things to the idols. So El should be the opposite. These idols have no concept of sneas by them. If you do these things by them, so the curtain must be meaningless. And even if it's outside the curtain, if we know that it was related to this Avodah Zarah, it is going to be Aser. There is an interesting discussion, important discussion in the Ramban here. The Ramban here discusses, what about candles lit to an Avodah Zarah? All the Rishonim get into the act here, but the Ramban discusses it. Neros shel shava shemalikin lefnei Avodah Zarah. That's probably very common, right? Candles lit. What are those called? What are those candles lit? So the Rabban says, Avodah Zarah, Noi Avodah Zarah Ninu. They're considered Noi. What's the big question? Are they Noi or are they Tikroves? That's the question. Because we learned Tikroves, there's no Bittel. Noi, there's Bittel. Actual Avodah Zarah and Noi Avodah Zarah. Noi becomes part of the Avodah Zarah, and therefore there's Bittel. Tikroves, there's no Bittel. So the Rabban says he thinks it is Noi. Umutarin Achimin Likon Lifnei Avodah Zarah. And therefore, if you designate them, it's Mutter. And until you light them, it's Mutter. And Bittel Ba'amasagi. And therefore, if a non-Jew sells candles or candelabras that were lit to Avodah Zarah to a Jew, it's Mutter. Because selling it itself is a bittel. Or even the Rabban quotes, according to some, maybe if the guy blew out the candle. That itself could be a bittel. That's the Ramban right here. Interesting discussion. Then he quotes the HB Sa'oser that it's Tikroves, but I don't think so. You know, Nachon says the Ramban, I don't think it is Tikroves, I think it is Noi. Anyway, that's an important discussion in the Ramban about candles. Let's just do the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Avodas Kochavim Shayla Gino Merchad, if an Avodah Zarah has a garden or a bathhouse around it, it was not made for Noi Avodah Zarah. Just happens that's in the, we had this was the, like the Mishnah we had earlier. Rabbi Gamliel was taking a shower in the Merchatz. So if it's just in the house of the Avodah Zarah, it's in, the house of the Avodah Zarah is in the garden or the bathhouse. Nanaman Shalom Batova, Ve Nanaman Batova. You're allowed to use it Shalom Batova. What does that mean? Rashi here says means you can't pay for it. You can't pay for it. Only if it's for free. Rashi earlier, when this Mishnah came up, and Tosfos here, and or other Rishonim here, argue with Rashi. No, it means you can't say thank you. What do you mean? If you don't pay for it, that's even better. Because then the guy really thinks he's doing you a tova. It means you can't say thank you. Hayush shalav v'shalacherim. But if it belongs to the Avodah Zarah and to others, nenemian ben betova ben shalom betova, then you're allowed to say thank you. Or you're allowed to pay for it, right? Because either way, it's a partnership. Avodas kochavim shel avodas oved kochavim asur miyad, a separate issue. Avodas zar is asur immediately, even before worshipped. V'shel Yisrael ein asura achet yaved. But of a Jew, it's not asur until it is worshipped. Okay, we'll have to talk more about this when we get to it tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here. And remember, tonight is the shiur at 9:15 Myriff right here, and 9:30 in my house. 9:30 to 10:15 will be a shiur related to teaching Torah to non-Jews. And then next Monday, Be'ez Hashem, we'll start the Sefer HaMitzvah shiur. Be'ez Hashem, next Monday.